This is the 1 minute how-to. Item 146, how to properly care for your wooden cutting board. On this show, we've got Mark Spagnolo, and he's going to explain to us how to properly care for your wooden cutting board. Mark, first, can you tell us a little something about yourself?
Sure thing. I'm a professional woodworker and instructor here in Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm also the host and creator of the video podcast, The Wood Whisperer, as well as the co-host of the audio podcast, Wood Talk Online.
Fantastic. Okay, Mark, if you're ready, then you've got 60 seconds.
All right, here we go. A brand new cutting board needs to be seasoned in order to prevent staining, odor absorption, and bacteria growth. So the seasoning process is very simple. Just get yourself a bottle of mineral oil from the pharmacy. Don't buy the expensive bottles of butcher block oil. That's just mineral oil in a different label. Now apply a liberal amount of the oil to the entire board. Let it sit for 20 to 30 minutes and then wipe off the excess. Do this 3 to 4 times over the course of a few days and your board is fully seasoned. It's a good idea to recoat the board about once a month, and also depending on usage, of course. So if it looks dry, give it another coat. Clean the board with warm water and a little bit of soap, rinse thoroughly, and let the board sit on end so that both sides can air dry. If you really want to disinfect the board occasionally, you can wipe it down with a little bit of distilled white vinegar. And if your cutting board gets in really bad shape, you can always refinish the surface with some sanding. So just a bit of 180 grit sandpaper wrapped around a small block of wood. Or if you have a power sander, you could get all the sanding scratches out that way, and then just re-season like we mentioned before.
Is there anything that I should stay away from doing?
There are a few things to avoid specifically. Do not wash your board in the dishwasher. Do not dry the board in the oven. Do not use anything other than mineral oil. So kitchen oils like olive oil, canola oil, and vegetable oil, they'll go rancid on the surface. And also nut oils can be dangerous to people who have nut allergies.
Well, that's good information because my cutting board is dry and cracked.
Yeah, that's very typical, very typical. Regular mineral oil baths, proper cleaning and drying, and just a little bit of maintenance, a little bit of care is usually all it takes.
Okay, Mark, is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
Well, one other quick tip I would mention for people, it's a good idea to keep your meat and poultry cutting board separate from your vegetable and fruit cutting board. So you want to sort of maintain two cutting boards in the kitchen just to be on the safe side. Obviously, we take all the precautions we can, but it's just a good idea to keep those two separate. And on a personal level, I just want to let everyone know that they could visit my website at thewoodwhisperer.com. Don't forget the word the in the beginning. And you can also check out our videos there, as well as our new live streaming webcam, where people can actually watch me in my workshop just doing what I do every day. Or if I happen to be filming a podcast, they could watch that too. So it's a pretty clever little feature, and there's a little chat room, and it's quite a community that I'm developing.
Great. And I'll have a link to that on the 1MinuteHowTo.com show notes.
Great.
Okay, Mark, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, George. I appreciate it too.